Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Bienvenue à Coffee Break French.
Welcome to the Coffee Break French Show. Moi, c'est Marc.
Et je suis Max.
Comment vas-tu, Max?
Très, très bien. Et toi?
Très bien. Merci.
It will make sense in a second. So in this weekly episode, we help you improve your French one coffee break at a time.
You can subscribe to the podcast if you're listening to the podcast version. And if you're watching our YouTube video, then make sure you subscribe to our channel today. Now, we were talking about très bien, merci, and je vais très bien, and so on. We're talking about the letter E in French today, aren't we?
The letter E with accent, without accent, with consonant.
And how to pronounce it. We will help you fix everything you need to know about pronouncing E in French in this episode. Allez, c'est parti.
C'est parti.
So, Max, there are 3 main pronunciations that we're going to be focusing on and a few additional bits and pieces in this. To begin with, let's look at E as how it's pronounced when it's got an accent on it.
So, yes, let's start with the easier one, which is the E acute. Mm-hmm. And it's always pronounced E.
E, as in?
Café.
Le café. So that's a very open A sound. It's a little like the A that we have in English in play or snake or game.
Yeah, it is.
Not always perfectly like that, but kind of.
So the good thing with that accent is regardless of the letters before, after, it's always A. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. But we hear that same A sound in other combination of letters. For example, I'm thinking EZ.
Yes, when they're the last letters of the word, EZ. Mm-hmm. So in short words like chez or ne, assez, mm-hmm. and also in conjugation.
Yes, so like parler, speak, the instruction, the command form, or venez, the right. EZ at the end.
And the vous form in many tenses as well.
Exactly. And there's one other, talking of verbs, one other combination of letters that we hear that same sound again, and it's ER.
ER, so in infinitive verbs, mm-hmm. manger, parler, regarder, mm-hmm. écouter, and many more.
And we also hear that in adjectives, for example, léger, premier.
Right, léger, premier, or some jobs, boulanger, yeah. charcutier, etc.
Okay, so that's ER. However, there are a few exceptions to that particular
of course.
Rule.
Of course, there are exceptions, Mark. For example, cher, cher Marc, yeah. dear Marc.
So C-H-E-R, although it ends in E-R, you pronounce it cher. And amer.
Amer, exactement, means bitter.
Yeah, okay. And hiver.
Hiver, the season, winter, or la mer.
Ah, la mer, qu'on voit danser. Don't worry, I'll not go any further. Enfer, c'est l'enfer.
L'enfer.
So the word for hell as well, er, er at the end, each time there's a little exception, but normally er is pronounced as e.
E, when it's the final 2 letters of the word.
There's one other situation where we pronounce e without an accent, it's just the sound e, and that would be in
it's
little words.
Quite specific. Yeah. It's three letter words mm-hmm. ending in es. Mm-hmm. So, me, te, le, de, se.
And so on.
And so on.
So ES when they end in ES, but it's just in these 3-letter words. So that's pretty much it. That's as much as we need to think about for that A sound.
Exactly.
Okay. What are we moving on now to, Max?
So a more open E.
E. Okay, now, if we wanted to compare this to a sound that we might hear in English, we could think of words like egg or sit or bed. But again, it's not 100% like that because it's going to depend on where you have learned to speak English or where you're from and so on. But that's a rough guide. But this is the sound eh that we're talking about.
Exactement. Wait.
How would it be spelled in French then?
So the most basic one is the E with a grave accent.
Yeah.
So you have it in le père, le frère, so la mère.
The father, the brother, and la mère, as we heard earlier, is one of those exceptions for the ER ending. But we also hear the sound in different spellings. So we've got other ways of coming up with the sound.
Oui. So what we started the video with, the E as in café, this is every French-speaking person.
Okay.
Now, what we're talking about now, the E, there's more room for debate. Depends where you're from in France.
Yeah, okay. And what we should also say here is that it's really important not to get too hung up on this and not to worry too much about it and decide, actually, I'm not going to say anything. Because that's not going to help you speak French. You just go for it and people will understand you. However, if you want to be correct and if you want to be really good at this, then these are some good tips to follow.
So the same as père or frère is a combination of letters A-I. For me, for example, j'ai. I have.
J'ai. So that's that same E as in père, j'ai. Or another example, français.
Français and not français.
Français. But you will hear people saying français. I think where I lived in France, it was definitely more a français type of pronouncing. J'ai un ami français, for example.
So that sounds like a bit southeast of France to me and some other areas. Where I'm from is j'ai un ami français.
Français. And you'll hear this also in other parts of the French-speaking world, that the variations will equally be the same in Quebec and in Belgium and French-speaking African countries and so on. There will be variation here. So again, don't worry too much about this. But typically, in kind of standard correct French, that AI sound should be an E.
E, exactly. So AI, E with a grave accent, also EI. Mm-hmm. For example, the color beige.
Beige, okay.
Beige, or la neige.
La neige, the snow, okay.
And also if a word ends in E-T. Mm-hmm. Do you know any?
Un cachet.
Un cachet.
Mm-hmm. Although I would say un cachet.
That's absolutely fine.
Okay. What about un projet?
Un projet.
Okay. Projet.
Or if you're taking a train or something, un ticket, un billet.
Un ticket, un billet. Okay, so all of these are E sounds. We've got E grave, we've got AI, and ET as well.
Right, plus something else.
Okay.
Still on the E sound is an E followed by two consonants.
Okay, so this is where things have been a bit of a revelation for me today, because this E plus two consonants sounding E is so helpful because I always find it difficult to know how to pronounce R-E, then what follows.
Yes, so it is helping a lot because you have the letter E in so many words, and je m'appelle, so you have E plus a double L, two consonants, so it's E, m'appelle.
Je m'appelle. Merci.
Merci, another very basic example, followed by two consonants, R-C, so it's E, merci.
But the one for me that really, as I say, was a revelation, respect.
Respect.
So we've got R-E-S-P. Well, we all know how to spell. Well, trying to do this without singing. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. So R-E-S-P, we've got two consonants after the E. So it's an E sound, not respect or respect or anything like that. Respect.
Exactly. And at the end of the word, so E-C-T. So yep. C-T, two consonants. So E, respect.
Respect, with a silent C in there. Respect. That's been fantastic. So, for example, if we were thinking of the word to look, to watch, then that would not be the sound because it's R-E-G-A.
Exactly. So if it's not re, it's re.
Re. Okay. So that, another common pronunciation of the letter E, we'll come to it in a moment. But because there's not two consonants there, we don't pronounce that the same way.
Exactement.
Okay, so let's recap on E. E has been E with a grave, AI, E-T, E-I, and E followed by two consonants.
C'est ça. And very often you will also have the pronunciation for E, which is the one in the French alphabet.
Okay.
So the French alphabet goes A, B, A, B, C, D, E.
E. So this E, in fact, we've just seen it in regarder.
C'est ça.
Okay, so regarder is quite a closed sound, re.
E.
E.
Yeah.
And it's a sound that we're very familiar with because we have it in many short two-letter words.
A lot, like je, which is one of the first words we know. Je, me, te, le,
yeah.
De.
Okay. Now, Max, there are a few other situations where we see E's. For example, I'm thinking at the end of a word.
So at the end of a word, as a last letter, it's usually silent, but it makes the letter before pronounced in case it was a silent consonant.
Yeah. So, for example, the masculine form of small is petit.
Exact.
The feminine form would be?
Petite.
Petite. Now, I'm sure I've heard petite.
Again, some regions might overpronounce, in my opinion, pronounce a final E. But other than that, it's just the T that's pronounced here. Yeah. So petit, petite.
Yeah. The other situation you may hear that final E pronounced is in a song. Very often you might need it for an extra syllable. Petite fleur and so on. Something
yes,
like that.
That's also true.
Okay. So when it's at the end of a word, it's good to make a change to the consonant that comes before. If it was a silent consonant, gris would become
grise
and so on. Okay. So let's think. We've covered the A sound, E acute, and so on. We've covered the E sound with E grave and AI, ET, and so on. We've now covered the E sound. Any other sounds that we need to think about with E's?
There's more.
Okay.
So E can combine with other letters to make a new sound. A common one is EN or EM, and that would be the sound O.
Oh, so this is quite a nasal sound. We would hear it in, for example, gendarme.
Gendarme, or j'habite en France.
Exact. Okay, so en. I'm thinking also that sound is made up from three vowels. Do you see where I'm going?
E-A-U.
E-A-U.
So E, A, and U together are obviously pronounced O.
I mean, it's handy that it's a word in itself. The word for water is O. E-A-U, but it's, yeah, as you say, it's quite handy that what we imagine is O in English isn't one of the letters and that's it.
It could, if it was spelled just an O, the pronunciation would be exactly the same.
But that's for another episode. We're not talking about O's just now.
No, we're not.
One more sound linked to E, which is E-U.
E-U, so it's pronounced E.
It's similar to the regarder, the je.
It's similar, it's slightly more... slightly stronger, two is de.
De, yeah. Or peux, as in je peux.
Je peux, oui, yeah. From pouvoir, I can.
Très bien. Okay, we've learned loads today in this episode, and it's been really useful going through all of these different pronunciations of the letter E. But just before we finish, you've come up with this brilliant sentence that's got every example of an E in it. Go for it.
Oui, tout à fait. Alors, mercredi dernier... J'ai emmené Hélène à Genève.
Super. Okay, let's analyze this. The first word is mercredi, so Wednesday. And there we've got an E coming before two consonants. Mer. And then credi, because there's just one consonant after that second E. Mercredi.
Exact.
Then we've got the word for last Wednesday. Dernier.
So, dernier, the first E followed by two consonants, so E, der, and ending in ER, so it's E.
Mercredi dernier.
J'ai emmené.
So, j'ai, we've talked about this, we're not going to argue again. J'ai emmené.
So, EM is en, and then emmené, because it's only one consonant, and the final E is E with an acute accent, so that's E. No matter what. And then a beautiful name that's got all the E's. Hélène.
Hélène. So that's E with the E acute, then Len with E grave. Hélène and a silent E at the end. Or if you're singing about Hélène, Hélène.
Exactement. Et on termine avec à Genève.
So to Geneva. I took Hélène to Geneva. So Genève. The first E in there is coming before one consonant, so it's je. Then Neve, it's got a grave accent, and then the silent E at the end.
Exactement, Genève.
Okay, let's give our listeners and viewers a chance to repeat this sentence. So, Max, over to you.
Mercredi dernier, j'ai emmené Hélène à Genève.
Okay, the whole thing together.
Mercredi dernier, j'ai emmené Hélène à Genève.
Parfait.
Parfait. We hope you've enjoyed this lesson. If you want to see these examples and the information written down, you can visit our blog. There's an article on our blog. You will find the link in the description.
And it will be great to see all of these written down so that you can see exactly where the different sounds occur. Now, if you'd like more help with your French, whether it's pronunciation, grammar, vocabulary, expressions, culture, whatever, we provide free email lessons. You can visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/French to sign up for that.
So look out for our next mini lesson in your inbox.
Alors Max, c'est tout pour aujourd'hui.
C'est tout.
I'm now analysing every single E sound or E sound I make.
Très bien.
Merci beaucoup Max.
Merci à toi.
Et merci à vous et à la prochaine.
Happy coffee breaking.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.